The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Biology, it's Professor Stephanie Conant.
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Did you plan on matching your paper coffee cup to your sweater today?
I called ahead to see what color the cups were today. Yes.
You did a really good job.
Thanks. It's a special day.
Why is it special?
Because we're live.
Okay. To Stephanie's right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, my home department, is Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
And don't worry, Kendra, if a backgammon game breaks out, we won't hold it against you.
I'm very well prepared.
Have you ever played backgammon before?
Yes, but I don't remember anything about it. I think I was 7.
I asked the librarians when we came in at these game tables if they had ever seen anybody playing games as per the tables, and they said once. It's pretty good.
Once in how many years?
Many years.
Oh, okay.
Many years. Have you been playing Chinese checkers?
I don't know how. All right. Come on, I was asking Matt when Chinese New Year was. I mean, come on, I'm embarrassed.
Perhaps the lack of game playing reflects positively upon our students.
They're studying. Really,
and their study habits. That's right. In the library, right.
In the library, it's all about studying. And talking loudly in the lobby where we are right now.
Of course.
We're coming to you live from the Nichols Campus Library at UDM. To Kendra's right, it's Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
I understand there's one of your recent art contest winner out in the audience today. Is that possible at all?
Possibly.
Might have to get her on the air at some point.
I don't know. I'll leave that to her mom over there, so I know nothing. I just teach at the place. That's
next
all.
To me.
Yeah.
So what was the category?
Scholastics?
Mixed media.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I find pretty much everything from the media mixed these days, but that's just me. Across from Professor Chow, it's Professor Beth Oljar from Philosophy.
Good to be here.
Beth, you are running hardcore with a record of grading during the show for like the last 6 weeks.
Gotta get it done sometime.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Thank you for being here. And you're looking very lavender today.
That's a good thing.
I feel very lavender.
I think so. And to our resident poetry expert, Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies. Does that make any sense?
Steelers haiku, right?
I would just ask Dr. Oljar if it's good to be here. Is that philosophical good? Has Plato, if we
Socrates?
Read about the good, would it be being a participant on this show? Did that show up?
I'm pretty sure that's not what he means by the form of the good.
Oh. Then it's like pretty decent to be here, Matt.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I'm content to be here, but not happy.
Well, huh?
Mortimer Adler.
He's talking about the difference between happiness and contentedness.
Were you doing that?
Well, John Stuart Mill was, so I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
My philosophy class here at the university, right? Beth, I had to read Mortimer Adler in that regard. So it was pretty... straight-laced material, let's just put it that way.
I heard John Stuart Mill is leaving The Daily Show. Isn't that sad?
Get us back on track.
I just heard a lot of people talking about, you know, who better to host a comedy or a fake news show than Brian Williams. The spot's open.
One of my friends said, leave Brian Williams alone. You saved my butt back in NAMM.
Oh,
geez.
We do feel bad for Brian. And we might also feel bad for Professor Heather Hill-Vasquez at some point from English. She's already had to put up with all the other introductions, I suppose.
I'm going to sigh very loudly right now. But anyway,
how are you doing, Heather?
I'm good. You know, Olivia and I were at my daughter that's sitting out there who won the award, who's now waving. We were at parent visiting day today at Cranbrook, right? It was lots of fun. Now we're here.
Fun looks like it's relative when I look in Olivia's eyes.
Well, I behaved myself, right, Olivia?
Okay. That's
pretty much, yeah. She's given us the so-so.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or the hashtag AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. We're doing a big ol' show today, so we're going to start with some questions that were submitted by some of my students. I gave them very simple directions. Give us 5 or 10 questions on an individual theme topic, and we'll see how many of these we can get through in the time that we have here today. And then we have a bunch of other questions submitted to us from online, and we'll see how well we do with those. I figured we'd start off with a comment that was submitted to the ATP email from Sylvia McClune of Oskaloosa, Iowa. I think the premise of your show is very good, and the retro shows are especially nice. The later shows, unfortunately, are overridden with loud laughter and interjections and sometimes drown out those responses. It's extremely frustrating to hear the question and not be able to siphon out the answer. One example, what was the only ride that Walt Disney took at Disneyland? I was listening very carefully, and all I could hear was laughter. Sadly, I don't remember when that show was, and I have no way of answering the question.
I think that was the name of the ride.
Wow.
Right.
The laughter ride.
The laughter ride. It's called Ha 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 Ha.
We will start our crack research team on the archives and see if we can find out something to help you, Sylvia. Right. Chatter or otherwise, laughter or otherwise, we're glad to have you listen. I have 5 questions from all over the map that were submitted by Rachel McCready. She says, you can say I'm either from Guangdong, China, or East Quad. So that narrows it down just a little bit.
Quite a variation, too.
Yes, right. Yes, quite a distance in between.
I've had her in class. Let's see.
Yes, I believe I have as well, currently in my class.
I've been to China, so that counts, right?
We've
that
got this count. Covered.
It does count. What was the first American cinema to actually show a toilet flush? It's a well-known piece of movie trivia.
A Counterclockwise Orange.
No, that's only down in the southern hemisphere.
It's only in Australia.
Yeah. Well, can you give us a decade? Or
This would be, I want to say it was 50s, 60s, if that helps out a little bit.
The Graduate?
It was a horror movie.
Oh.
Psycho?
Psycho is what it says here. Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Yep.
I remember because that plays a big role in Hitchcock, in the movie Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things he has to fight.
Oh, he wants to put it in the movie and the...
Well, the censors are freaking out because... Well, he never had a flushing toilet in America.
Was that a good movie, Beth?
I love it. I own it.
Okay. I love Hitchcock. I should probably go see that sometime, huh? In what city did the TV show Full House take place?
San Francisco.
San Francisco is what it says here.
I can't believe I know that.
The establishing shot gives it all away, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
In a similar vein, how many friends were on the TV show Friends?
Six.
Yes.
Does that include all the add-ins over the seasons?
No.
The married-ins and the...
No.
I guess not. What does FIFA stand for?
Football.
Federation of International Football Association.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Something like that.
I would have given a bonus point, it says here, for a French accent, but we'll give it to Beth anyway. Fédération Internationale de Football Association. And, to round out such a wonderful set of questions as potpourri, what are female elephants usually referred to as?
Big.
Cows.
They're cows. That's right. Very, very sad news. Right before I popped over to our live remote that Wanda from the Detroit Zoo passed away.
Poor Wanda.
So,
see
that? Very, very sad.
Yeah. 57 years old.
Yeah.
Didn't look a day over 29. Yeah.
I can't tell an elephant years what that really is.
57.
Oh.
I don't think it's like dog years.
All right.
I think it's...
Okay.
Thank you, Rachel. Those were fun.
Yeah, those were fun. Here we go. We've got answering a call that I put out a few weeks ago from Ryan Leahy, who also is a sophomore here at UDM. He set a very reasonable goal for the professors. He supplied us 10 questions. He says 5 of 10 is passing.
Well, not in my class, it's not.
Really bad for grading this guy in the future, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. These questions all have to do...
Does he know how many clues we get?
Right.
We get clues?
Or guesses we get? Exactly. We get many guesses.
We're about to find out. He says, this is the Harry Potter quiz, not for your average muggle.
Oh. I've seen this on BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Olivia?
I don't know if I answered him right, but...
What does Professor Dumbledore have a scar of on his left knee?
A scar?
He has a scar that is something.
Shaped like something?
It's shaped like something.
A phoenix?
Not a phoenix. That's a little too straightforward for where this joke is going.
It's a joke?
It's a little bit of a joke. Yep.
Well, like an ACL cut here or something like that?
It's a map of something.
The Marauder's map?
The Marauder's map?
No, not the Marauder's map.
A map of Hogwarts?
I'm kind of surprised that you guys don't know this. We swing and we miss on the first pitch. Uh-huh. Okay. It's a surprisingly, it's a map of the London Underground that the scar represents. Oh. So, yeah. Wow. What about what's Professor Dumbledore's full name?
Albus. Something.
Albus is the first one.
Dumbledore.
Go, Steph, go.
Brian.
Then we have
Brian.
A P name.
Percival.
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 Brian.
Then
Brian.
We have a W.
Wolfric.
Wolfric. And then the B one.
Brian.
And then
Brian.
Dumbledore.
I said Brian, Olivia.
You did. You did.
It was in there.
You got it. Albus,
so you should
Percival,
be sitting in. Come
Wolfric,
sit.
Brian, Dumbledore.
Come here.
Olivia knows all the answers.
We need you, Olivia. We need you.
Come on.
Get the ringer. Get the ringer.
Come and sit.
She's very busy reading.
She's
all
reading. Right. Yeah, she's
on the
reading
other it. Side of the spectrum.
Shakespeare is a good thing to be.
Ask a non-muggle.
Yeah, exactly. What do you have to say to the one-eyed witch statue to take the secret passage to Hogsmeade? What's the password?
Get out of my way.
No.
No.
What is it?
It starts with the letter D.
Do you need an eye patch?
No.
Depart. No.
It sounds a little Latin, whether it's actually Latin or not. It sounds Latin.
De pono.
De pluribus unum.
No. It says here the answer is descendium, and you guys are not doing very well.
Yeah, we're sucking.
I'm giving you Dumbledore's whole name.
Mind you, a 5 out of 10 is going to be awfully generous.
Yes.
Now.
Right?
Yes. What are the names of Draco Malfoy's mother and father?
Narcissa and
Lucius.
Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. Malfoy, yes. Let's see. What kind of dragon does Victor Crumb battle in the Triwizard Tournament? I believe it was a red dragon, right, Olivia? Red?
Red. A
Komodo
red
dragon?
This
Chinese
game is so easy.
Red something?
Just shout
the
it
Chinese
out.
Fireball, yeah. Okay. Very well done. Very well done.
I can't understand what you're mouthing. Really, what? Really?
You're making us look bad.
Come and sit in if you're going to be this way.
What was the name of the textbook or history book or general book that Hermione found the recipe for Polyjuice Potion in?
Most Secret Potions?
Very, very close.
Nice.
Most Potent Potions. And since that's pretty close to...
Horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
Yes. What forest does Harry see a doe in?
The Forbidden Forest?
Not the Forbidden Forest.
Sherwood Forest?
No, it's when he and Hermione are out. It's in the...
And Ron is gone. What's it say?
Forest of Death?
Here comes Olivia with the answer.
Forest of Dean.
The Forest of Dean.
Thank you.
Is it like a Quidditch question or something we can...
Yeah, I can throw a Quidditch question your way. Like, what professional team does Oliver Wood join after he leaves Hogwarts?
It's got to be a cricket team, yes?
No, it was a Quidditch team.
Is it a professional league?
Yes.
With the same name as a very, very famous English football team.
Manfield New United?
Close.
Manchester.
United is half of it,
Manchester,
but he played for Puddlemere United.
Right.
Just a couple more to go here before we...
Oh, mercifully so.
What is Colin Creevy's brother's name?
Alfred.
Nope.
Arthur.
This cartoon character would have been called a menace back in the day.
Dennis.
Yes. And last but most certainly not least, the tragic tale of Albus Dumbledore's little sister. What was her first name?
Priscilla?
Alice.
No.
Not Alice, although it started with an A.
Aristophanes.
It's Ariana was her name.
That was close.
Yes.
That was close.
And for one bonus point that brings us to the 50% threshold.
Oh, no pressure.
Professor Evans, since you've never read any Harry Potter,
not,
do you know the name
awake.
Of Professor Dumbledore's, the first name of Professor Dumbledore's mother?
Mrs.
No, I feel like I should know since I've been singled out.
You should know.
Is it Kendra?
It's Kendra is the correct response.
Nice.
Yes, so that worked out
very
really
nice
well.
Selection.
Okay. Very well
a
done.
Powerful name.
Kendra, I will say this. I am glad you got singled out because I haven't read any of them either. I saw the first movie. I said,
travesty.
I noticed your silence, and I think you and I were both looking eagerly at Olivia's
notes,
right?
We were counting ceiling tile for quite a bit.
Yeah. Please tell me the answer so I can say something.
Well, I'm not exactly sure where this group of questions is going to go. It's very short. UDM student Brittany Schweiger has sent us 6 questions about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
wow. Uh-oh.
I can't answer these out of principle, right? Like, even if you know them, you can't answer them.
Well, they're all very, very, they're very, very tame.
You know where there's tickets are selling out? at record pace.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Particularly in the Deep South.
Oh, shocker.
Including Mississippi, home of the American Family Association.
That's right. That's
They're
right.
so proud.
Yes, yeah, for educational purposes.
It's all well, about
you can also
Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana,
like the 50 Shades
the
of
marriage,
Grey Bear.
Can
couldn't
it,
hurt it. Could, well, maybe it could.
Strengthen the bonds of marriage, yes.
I think
okay.
right? that maybe.
Well, what kind of bonds are we talking
bonds
about?
Are, yeah,
yeah leather.
What are the two main characters in the 50 Shades of Grey book?
Christian Grey.
Christian Grey is one.
Anastasia Steele.
And Anna Steele, yes, is the other. Christian has a name. He's apparently a very rich man. For the helicopter that he has, do you know the name of it?
Oh, that I...
Initials CT. The second word is a dance.
Tango?
Christian Tango.
Oh.
Cash Tango.
It says here Charlie Tango.
Oh, Charlie
yeah.
Tango.
I'll tell you what, you're doing just fine. As
okay.
far as I haven't read these books
in a while, right?
Either. So I don't quite know.
I only know what I've read about them on Facebook.
I'm waiting for the stage play.
What is the safe word in 50 Shades of Grey?
Help?
No, we have a color word here.
Yellow.
It's not yellow.
Blue.
Untie me now.
Oh, it's green. Not blue.
Orange.
Lavender.
It's red.
Banana.
It's red.
I was working my way.
Red is, you know, symbolic of stop, I'm guessing. That's
and it would
octagon.
Be too straightforward yes. just to use
right.
stop.
Yes.
Right. She might not mean it.
It wouldn't be
right, exactly. It's quite true.
She might not mean it.
Brittany has given us a question with a pretty interesting format here. Which one of these words does not belong? Tie, blindfold, handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
Metallic, yeah. I'll go with that.
Brittany says none of the above don't belong. And that's how the question
You
ends.
Didn't give that as a
question. Sneaky.
Trick question.
Yeah, that's exactly. Let's finish up here, because maybe there is one that I'm not comfortable saying over the air. Christian Grey's, it's in quotes, playroom has a very formal name. Do you know what it is?
The Red Room.
The Red Room of Pain, to be specific. But I'm formal. Giving you Red Room. That's, by the way, 50% on Harry Potter, 100% on 50 Shades of Grey.
Harry hasn't been in the news that much lately.
You know, no, he really hasn't. And we'll work on that, you know, we'll work on that. Okay, we have another short set of questions here from Manishi Patel and Veena Couture about pop culture, and our specific topic
They're both
is
in my ethics classes, different sections.
Excellent, excellent. The specific topic of these questions is Mr. Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake is the proud owner, they've made them all multiple choice,
oh, thank
of
goodness.
How many Grammys? 2, 5, 9, 6.
I'm going to go with 5.
5.
Yeah.
6.
Apparently it's 9. 9
oh,
Grammys
wow.
for Mr. Justin nine. Timberlake. It's a big deal.
I only had 1 Grammy and 1 grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
How the heck did Justin end up with 9? He must
I
have tried
know.
Really
Kanye
hard.
Was not there to interrupt him.
Oh, that's right.
Got them.
There is a professional sports team that Justin Timberlake and his wife are part owners of. Is it the Memphis Grizzlies?
Yes.
The Tennessee Diamonds, the Nashville Predators, or the Tennessee Titans?
Memphis Grizzlies.
It's the Grizzlies, yes.
Why not?
Professor Conan knows her sports.
No.
Or she knows her Grizzlies.
I just know my Memphis.
Your Tennessee
Timberlake.
Teams,
huh? Yeah.
Where did Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel get married? Did they get married in Greece, Italy, L.A., or Hawaii?
Italy.
Hawaii.
I'll say Hawaii.
It doesn't say
Jason
Hawaii here.
Greece.
Did you say Italy?
It was Italy.
It was Italy. Yeah.
I said
why
Italy.
Not? They went for the pizza.
They were there for the pizza.
Why not?
Pizza's fun.
Food's Italy's always a good fun. Thing.
It is good there. How did Justin Timberlake make his wife's pregnancy announcement? Was it on Twitter, Instagram, People Magazine, or he actually didn't do that?
Instagram.
It was Instagram, yes.
Why not? Instagram. Everybody else is.
That's what makes the most sense about this world.
Pictures. It's useless without pictures, right?
What was the name of Justin Timberlake's comeback album that was published in 2013?
Comeback?
So the album that had
Sexy Back?
Sexy Back.
No, that would have been before that,
That
I
was
think.
Before
2013. Yeah, I think
2013.
2020? Yeah. Yes, 2020. Yeah. Very well done.
He went to
How
Italy.
Many years did Justin Timberlake date Britney Spears?
One.
It doesn't say 1 year. It says a little longer.
Three.
Two.
3 years
three.
Is what it says.
If
Professor
you ask
Conan
her, probably too long,
is holding so. This set together here.
But
from 1999 to 2002.
I'm so proud.
But we got Crimea River out of it. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a pretty
and
good song.
And that denim outfit.
And a bunch of reality shows.
Oh, yeah, the Denim Mask.
Justin Timberlake was a part of what group from 1995 to 2002?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. See, everybody jumped on that.
Okay.
With no variation. What is Justin Timberlake's middle name? Is it John, Randall, Garrett, Stephen?
Randall.
Randall is correct.
Okay.
Wow.
We can live with that. Randall.
Randall. He is from
Randall
Memphis.
Timberlake. Quite a bit more Randy.
Randy, yeah.
I think we're going into the sublime here.
Uh-oh.
What is Justin Timberlake's favorite ice cream brand? Is it Cold Stone, Dairy Queen, Baskin-Robbins, Ben & Jerry's?
Cold Stone.
Incorrect.
Ben & Jerry's.
Ben & Jerry's.
It's not Ben & Jerry's.
Dairy Queen.
It's Baskin-Robbins.
The other one.
Process of elimination.
Once I get two wrong, I'm not going any further.
And we chose Baskin-Robbins. Did Cold Stone go out of business? They pulled out of a lot of places.
No, they merged with Tim Hortons.
Oh.
Did you say that he was from Memphis? Because Baskin-Robbins is pretty big in the South.
Is it?
Yeah, very big.
It's pretty big up here, too.
Is it?
When they stay open.
I've
never seen one. No, not anymore.
True or false? Justin Timberlake's first appearance in a movie was a movie called Model Behavior.
True?
Sure.
False?
We'll give you true. I got half the... It's true. We appreciate the questions, ladies. Those were
He is a better actor than I expected him to be.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be at least one question about his Saturday Night Live performances, which is how I've been.
Or his friendship with Jimmy Fallon or something.
Yeah, he danced with Jimmy Fallon. I mean,
his
appearances.
He's in a movie called Black Snake Moan with Christina Ricci, where he's really good. Better than I expected him to be.
He is a good performer.
We have another set of questions here from UDM student Monica Gray. And she says, if you can get 7 out of 10 correct, then I'll know that you keep up with the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
A-Y?
Oh.
What's that?
The last name spelled G-A-R-A-Y?
G-A-R-A-Y.
Oh, I've heard of those, too.
Well.
I try to keep up with Kardashian jokes, but I don't even really get them all.
So President Obama's daughters are named Malia and Natasha.
Sasha.
True.
What are the names?
That is not their names.
It isn't?
Malia and Sasha.
It's Sasha?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing all right. But what are the names of Kourtney Kardashian's kids?
Mason, Penelope, and Rain.
That is correct.
Oh,
in the order.
Wow.
Very well done.
But
they
should not be reproducing.
To date, because it hasn't been canceled yet, how many seasons has Keeping Up with the Kardashians been on the air?
Too many.
Yeah, that's a given.
Five,
well, that is
seven.
Technically correct.
I don't know.
It's more than 7.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow,
really?
Wow.
10?
We're in the middle of the blank season right now.
13th.
It's not 13.
8th.
It's the 9th. The 9th season of that show. How many Kardashians has Kris Jenner given birth to?
Again, 4. Too many.
Oh, 4.
4 is correct.
4. Yep.
He gave birth to them?
No, the other Chris. Two are Jenners.
Oh, right. That's yes. Right. Sorry.
Well, Bruce, Jenner. You know.
That's kind of where I was going, but
let's
nobody picked up on it other than Brilliant Beth.
If there was a contest for the most times married, which Kardashian sister would win?
Kim.
Kimberly, yes. No doubts there. If we were to double, where's Dan Maggio when you need him? Double the number of days that Kim Kardashian was married to Chris Humphries, how many days would we have?
Like 140?
144 is the correct response.
Wow,
yeah, they were married
72
days.
Blink and you miss them.
Mm-hmm. Some people choose to fly Southwest, but Kim Kardashian chose to name her daughter
Northwest.
That is correct.
Some people also
really
fly
cruel.
Northwest.
This is why they should reproduce, because they do
now known
like
as Delta.
Their kids Northwest.
I can't wait for her autobiography, North by Northwest. If Kim Kardashian were to use the money she spent on the dress she wore to her wedding to Kanye West on college tuition, roughly how many commuting students could send to UDM for 1 year?
Oh, wow, that's a great question.
That's a fantastic question.
So if tuition
it's
is...
Nice
I'm going to try again.
That
the
was
cost of her
student.
Dress divided by how many students could commute
we'll
and go to UDM.
45.
39?
Let's say she's actually using a factor of 37,000 for UDM's tuition.
So 40. Maybe?
I'm going to say 5.
No.
It's over 5, but under 40.
Oh.
Oh.
7.
15.
I'm going to give it to you. It's lucky number Friday, the 13th. Kim Kardashian's dress was approximately $500,000.
Oh, wow.
If she were to auction that off, could we have the Kim Kardashian wedding dress scholarship?
Right. If she donated it to us.
Yeah.
That would be good.
She'd have to gift it in kind.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And then we could put it in the library.
Would that be a restricted or unrestricted fund?
Well, if you like,
well, it depends. She could donate it to a particular thing, and then the school
okay,
would
now,
have to spend it.
Which department here at UDM would take it on, though?
I would take that money.
Architecture.
I don't want the dress, but I would take the money from the dress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian was recently divorced to NBA basketball star Lamar Odom, who played for what team?
LA Lakers.
The Clippers.
Yes.
If we wanted to see Kim Kardashian's verified pictures on Instagram, what username would we look up? This is not a trick question.
Oh. We wouldn't.
Yeah.
That part was tricky.
Ooh, yeah.
Something about Kim West, maybe?
No, it's just Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's too obvious.
But it's all one word, and there's no capitals.
Is there a little underline in between?
Nope, not even an underscore.
Just one solid slab of a word.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So glad I know that now.
Last but certainly not least, Monica, these were really great questions. You gave us a fighting chance, and as far as I'm scoring, we got them all right, so we rule. Bill Gates, of course, named his company Microsoft. The Kardashian sisters named their clothing line and boutiques what?
Dash.
Dash is what it's called. That makes perfect sense to me. Excellent work.
Kendra and I, we were counting the ceiling tile here again.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go a little bit all over the map.
Just tells us what our students are thinking and where their minds are.
I have some questions from UDM student Haley Etheridge of Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Yay, Haley. She's in my class.
Excellent. Can you name all five first names of the members of One Direction?
Ringo, John, Paul.
Okay, well then speak into the microphone.
Come, Olivia, come. Help us. Help.
Neil or Nail, right?
Neil, Harry, Louis, Liam, and Zane.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yes. The kick is up and
it's
good.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivia.
Nice. To clearly switch gears, what year were the first Crayola crayons manufactured?
1928.
No, it's quite a bit earlier than that.
1848.
No.
Oh,
1902. 1903, I'm giving.
Nice.
Good call.
If you think about it, I think that's in the Binny logo on the side of the box. It says 1903.
Right by the sharpener?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they have the sharpeners
anymore? Not 1903, they didn't.
That sharpener is dangerous.
I don't think they have anymore.
Careful.
Oh. Why, have you stuck your finger in there?
They
yes, I have.
I'm sure you have.
It's wanted like multiple times.
Yeah.
Get the finger sharper.
Uh-huh. Who won the best? I'm sorry to say that sound means we're out of time. The time has come for us to say goodbye. I'll start on my left, Professor Hill Vasquez.
This was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I
Professor
love
Roach.
Stuff.
It has been real.
Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Conant.
Bye-bye.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the McNichols Campus Library as an offshoot of the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols Campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.